This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Roger Stone is loaded for bear on the election, on the economy, on the January 6th Kangaroo Show trials. It's all coming up. And some amazing hit rap song just got released a few hours ago. It's already got a million views on Twitter. Talking about Hunter Biden laptop. That's coming up next segment. But let me tell you, I played this Greg Reese report at the start of the first hour, and everybody's got to get it out because what he's saying is 100% true. And if you want victory, this is what we need. The crucial difference between the fall of Sri Lanka and the Dutch uprising. So important to understand the enemy's attack on our infrastructure and our economy and our future. This is like giving a starving man food or a person dying of thirst in the desert water. Here is the report, and we'll be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
What we are seeing in Sri Lanka is system failure, and that is nothing to celebrate. There is no victory in system failure. In fact, it is what these tyrants are counting on. It's part of the plan, and it's been their business model for decades. As simple as the mafia movies on TV. The World Bank and the IMF strong-arm world leaders into accepting loans that are designed to bankrupt the nation. While the CIA acts as management, secretly administering to the overthrow of national sovereignty and the looting of the nation's wealth. This international mafia organization has been doing it like this for years because it always works. They know that once the people become a hungry, angry mob, they can be controlled like animals. And this reactive behavior is exactly what these globalist crooks are counting on. It's why they are destroying the world's economies and creating a food crisis. So the answer is to become proactive. And that is exactly what the Dutch are now showing us. How the people of the world can achieve victory against the tyrants of the New World Order. The prolific farmers of the Netherlands are the second biggest food exporters in the world. And they know that the World Economic Forum is planning on buying up their land and cutting off the food supply for billions of people. And they also know that the people united are an unstoppable force. And so they united against tyranny and peacefully, with unstoppable strength, shut down the system. The shelves in many stores are now empty, but it's on their terms. And the people now have the upper hand, as it should be, and could be everywhere if we want it. The New World Order's plan is for all nations to collapse, which tells us that we must not wait until system failure. We must act now. Many people all over the world are now starting to rise up together with the Dutch farmers. Rising up, not as a reactive, hungry, angry mob, but as a righteous people, united in a love for humanity. Society is made up of we the people, and we must now peacefully take control of it. This is the path to victory, and time is quickly running out. The lockdowns are coming back.
The pandemic isn't over.
Now, as we've said, the pandemic is not over.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
China has announced 5 more years of lockdowns. And if you're awake by now, then you know they're coming back everywhere, with quarantine camps and forced business closures, all designed to mentally break us and collapse society. If we were to believe that we are powerless and weak, or domesticated pets, then yes, the only path would be to wait until the food runs out and then join the angry mob. But if we were to believe that we were righteous and powerful, then we would just fix it. So what's the plan, fellow humans? Do we wait for the inevitable collapse and lose everything, celebrating system failure? Or do we learn from the Dutch and take control of everything and fix the system so that it serves we the people? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We'll be right back.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusive. Available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Working on the weekend like usual.
Working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. I swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. No, you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, I'm in a cheapskate, huh? Gotta move on my release day, huh? This is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell it, it is what it is. But said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. I swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts.
Here's a new hit song by Bryson Gray, the one right to Roger Stone. This has got a million views on Twitter in one day, exposing Hunter Biden. Freedom is popular.
They waiting for this one. Hey. You know what's really wild? That your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? It's a pedo Peter every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while they wearing crack, whoa. They call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts, whoa. In the mansion up in Cali, but who pay for that? Whoa, the media don't cover it up like he ain't get hacked, whoa. Here we go again. If it was Trump Jr., it would be on CNN. This what happens when you rip into a slate of sin. This what happens when the devil knock you let him in. Nah, I don't care about who this offends. Buying crime family, they all belong in the pen. Buying loves minors, that's the real BLM. Call me what you want, but at least I ain't a damn. Wait, hold up, don't get mad at me. Am I tripping or is he in bed with Natalie? Why he recording all that? What's the strategy? If you do incest, you probably do bestiality. Hey, the president's son is a crackhead. But you the smartest guy, he know that's what your dad said. Is he the real president or Jack Led? Why is everyone that voted for your dad dead? Hey, you know what's really wild? Got your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? It's a pedo Peter every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while they wearing crack, whoa. They call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts, whoa. In the mansion up in Cali, but who pay for that? Whoa, the media don't cover it up like he ain't get hacked, whoa. All the women in your phone, can we check the age? Wasn't you on Epstein Island, can we check the page? Hunter needs to be in prison, put him in a cage. I thought he was clean, seemed like he ain't changed his ways. And that ain't working for Burisma, how he get a raise? 10% for the big guy, who all getting paid? I still don't know why he recorded, is it blackmail? But do you really think any of them will go to jail? It's satanic and all of them will go to hell. You a lame Hunter and your daddy lame as well. It's obvious, but if you blind and read it in braille, will the corruption never end, only time will tell. President's son is a crackhead, but you the smartest guy, he know that's what your dad said. Is he the real president or Jack Led? Why is everyone that voted for your dad dead? Hey, you know what's really wild? Got your own son calling calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? They say pay to Peter every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while he wearing crack, bro. They call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts, bro. In the mansion up in Cali, but don't pay for that. Whoa, the media don't cover it up like he ain't your hat. Whoa.
Wow. Wow is all I can say. Bryson Gray made my day. Woo! I got to say, Roger Stone, it's fun fighting for freedom. I smell victory. The Democratic Party is destroying itself right now. We're going to cover the January 6th show trial, the fiasco, the lies, the insanity right now. But Roger Stone, just look at the big picture right now. How's Team Humanity doing right now against Team Demon?
They have nothing else. January 6th, we see the collapse of America. Record gasoline prices, food shortages, crippling inflation, humiliation in our foreign policy around the globe, leaving billions on the field in Afghanistan, along with the blood of 13 Americans. Our southern border being flooded with crime, with fentanyl, with drugs, with human trafficking, while our government stands back and does nothing. These aren't just wrong-headed policies, Alex. This is the plan. And now, unless they can figure out some way to postpone or delay the November election, it is almost over for the ruling elite, for the globalist elite that seek nothing less than to completely extinguish the U.S. Constitution and destroy the American people.
It's the end of the line for these people, but that's my next question. They're not going to give up. What do you expect them to pull out of their rabbit's hat? Their January 6th thing has collapsed with record low ratings. A dead cat bounce is way above these people. What do you think they're going to pull next?
Well, I saw an excellent discussion between Julie Kelly and Lee Smith the other day, in which they spoke about the October surprise of the potential arrest of Donald Trump on, pardon the expression, trumped up charges of some kind, probably based on the KKK law passed in the 1870s that would eliminate him as a contender. Contrary to the front page of yesterday's New York Times, Trump is actually gaining strength. The poll, the New York Times Siena poll they featured, is an outlier. Two more authoritative polls out today show the American people want Donald Trump and the robust economy and the strong national defense and a forthright foreign policy and the prosperity that he brought this country back.
Absolutely. That's what I see. So, again, how do they grab victory from the jaws of defeat? False flags, election fraud, nobody's going to buy it. What are these corner rats going to do?
Well, you had a little bit of footage there shortly, which I subscribe to, which is another fabricated pandemic, one that would allow Joe Biden to sign an executive order eliminating all in-person voting, insisting that all voting
And you predicted that months ago. They're now floating that. This is now official.
Yeah, there is more and more of it. Combine that with some bogus criminal indictment of the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln, and perhaps they think that is the path to victory. Yesterday's Kabuki theater in the January 6th hearing was really quite extraordinary. By the way, you looked very handsome there. I must say, you looked great. I say that in a non-gay way, of course. The point is that Rolling Stone, National Public Radio, The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Daily Beast, this was going to be the moment that it was proven that Roger Stone was the link between the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Trump White House. And, of course, they produced no evidence of that whatsoever.
Instead, false witnesses that you met with Mark Meadows, you met him once years ago, never talked to him on the phone, didn't meet with him anywhere around January 6th.
That they've recycled that one twice. It was in a report a couple months ago. This woman, Cassidy Hutchison, I think she perjured herself, although the way the question was worded, it is clearly hearsay. But no, there was no phone call from Mark Meadows to me, or to General Flynn, because I checked with General Flynn on the 5th to, as Liz Cheney put it, find out what was going to happen on the 6th, as if I would know. Nor did I visit any kind of war room in the Willard. I was in your studio in the Willard, which was set up as a studio where you interviewed General Flynn. And Alex, you may not remember this. That's the first time I ever actually met the general. Prior to that, all of our conversations had been by phone or through text because we were tried by the same band of criminals in the same D.C. courthouse. So if there's a Willard war room, I was certainly not in it. Their entire tissue of lies yesterday fell apart. But what's amazing is the way they take things that I myself have announced and acknowledged and try to make them nefarious. Sadly, it is the state of affairs in America today that I can't travel any place.
Roger, stay there. We're going to come back and ask what's coming next. Roger Stone's our guest. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Shoot me down. So I shot him.
Sheriff John Brown always hated me. For what? I don't know. Every time that I plant a seed, he said, kill it before.
Yep, that's Klaus Schwab, the New World Order. Roger Stone's our guest. Pete Santilli coming up to analyze the criminal activity of this January 6th committee. They're claiming Trump talked to a witness, so he's tampering witnesses. All they do is rig this thing. This is insane. But, Roger, you're with me on July 1st, a few days before our nation's birthday, and you had obviously talked to somebody who's got his new airplane painted with American flag, and I talked to MTG, I talked to a couple other people in Congress. They said, yeah, we've talked to Trump. He plans to announce in July. He had said, I might do it as early as July 4th. I said, the prediction is he may do it July 4th, but he's announcing in July. He may, for tactical advantages or tactical flexibility, as you called it, change the date. But since that big story came out, can you add anything to that? Because obviously he's going to run again. They're politically trying to stop him. Doesn't it nix all this political prosecution if he just goes ahead and gets it done?
I don't think it nixes it, Alex, but I do think it puts it in the proper perspective that this is 100% a political witch hunt. There are some complicated legal issues pertaining to the Federal Election Commission, which Trump and his lawyers want to sort through. But when I asked him if he's going to run again, he said, and I quote, I want to do it. That was music to my ears. I still believe he is our strongest candidate. Yesterday, if you watch the hearing, they actually blurted out, maybe by mistake, but I don't think so, what this was all about. Jamie Raskin, who's quite a piece of work himself, asked one of the witnesses, well, how is all of this going to impact the next election? There it is, folks. That's what yesterday's hearing was all about. And whether it was Brad Parscale, who was fired by Donald Trump, or Katrina Pearson, who was fired by Donald Trump, and showing their text messages bad-mouthing the president without that important context, or whether it was the assertion that there was supposed to be another rally, which, as I understand it, there was a legal permit for on the side of the Capitol. They try to make this all sound nefarious. I don't think the American people are buying it. I think Trump is actually gaining strength, particularly when people go to the gas pumps, particularly when people go to the grocery store.
Well, exactly. I mean, all the numbers show that it's backfiring on them. They have national polls out showing people supported the insurrection. I didn't support that fiasco. I didn't support not getting a 10-day investigation that Senator Cruz was pushing. I thought it was a bad thing, but it's actually become a positive thing to be seen as part of January 6th. This is totally blown up in their face.
And it's incredible, as I said, the way they take public information. Yes, I was required to use a security contingent from the Oath Keepers. That's because I can't travel without taking my life in my hands. And the D.C. police officers that I normally would use, off-duty officers, which I put quite properly and legally used during my trial, were unavailable. That doesn't mean I had any information about illegal activities at the Capitol on January 6th. So just to kind of stick it in their ear one time, there is no email, no text message, no encrypted message, no phone call, no witness, and no documentary film footage that shows anything otherwise.
But, Roger, yesterday, you told me, I'm tired of this, I'm exhausted, I don't want to go to D.C., and I twisted your arm. And I'm not trying to belittle you, but you were not in command of anything, neither was I. And we're not, oh, look, they're saying they weren't command. There was no command and control. We counted on the Capitol Police and Secret Service in D.C.'s this giant place. We were just, you couldn't even get to the crowds to get to the Ellipse. I mean, it's just preposterous.
Well, as you know, I never left my hotel grounds on the 6th, but I did go there to give a speech, and I gave that speech on the 5th. You spoke at the same venue. That's constitutionally protected free speech. You and I and every American have an absolute constitutional right to question the anomalies and irregularities in the American election. It's a God-given right.
Roger, I totally agree with you, and our listeners know that. So let me ask you this. What the ratings show it crashed. No one, literally almost no one's watching. Jill Biden saying Mexicans are tacos got 100, actually exactly 100 times the views. What are they going to do as it dawns on them that no one's buying what they've done and that it's backfiring? Or do they just keep doubling down?
Well, I think they keep doubling down. I still believe, if you saw this op-ed piece in yesterday's New York Times, by the nefarious corrupt prosecutor Andrew Weissman. They are pushing hard for a criminal indictment of Donald Trump to negate his ability to run for president. I think that is an internal struggle within the left at this point. Then, of course, there's a second pandemic of some kind, which would limit us to mail-in voting. And let's be honest, Alex, in certain states, the same rules that were used to steal the last election are still in place and could be used to steal this election. So, for example, in Pennsylvania, where the Commonwealth courts have outruled mail-in ballots saying they're unconstitutional, that's now before the left-leaning Supreme Court, which may uphold mail-in ballots, making a pivotal state virtually impossible to carry because of massive voter fraud.
Roger, I could ask 1,000 questions. We're coming up with Pete Santilli to analyze the fraud of this committee and how it's an attack on American jurisprudence and due process. But what else is on your radar screen?
Well, Alex, my birthday is coming up August 27th. That is the same day, of course, of Lyndon Johnson, the man I exposed in the murder of John F. Kennedy. And I'm thinking seriously about coming down to Austin so we can celebrate and I can have that big, thick, juicy steak that Owen Schroyer owes me from a past election bet.
That's right. He predicted Trump would be able to defeat the election fraud. You said they were going to steal it from Trump. You predicted he would lose.
Actually, it was the election before that. He predicted a control of both houses. Of course, he now thinks it was a tube steak. He thinks it was a hot dog. I think it was one of those huge tomahawks. But in any event, it would be great to be back in Austin. Maybe we can do some long-form journalism. I'm thinking seriously about coming your way for my birthday.
We'd love it, Roger. Bring your wife, bring the whole crew. We're going to come back with Pete Santilli and you, so don't go away. You're definitely dressed for the occasion here. January 6th, we'll analyze it all. But in 50 seconds before a break, how do people get a great Roger Stone T-shirt? You got the best designs out there.
You can go to rogerstonestore.com, rogerstonestore.com. We've got some new designs up. But it's truer than ever before. The Roger Stone Still Did Nothing Wrong T-shirt is as valid today as the day it was designed.
And we got to stand behind folks like you because you could have lied against Trump. They would have dropped the fake charges, but instead they convicted you in a kangaroo court. You were going to go to a COVID-ridden prison, and you didn't back down. So we salute Roger Stone. We'll be right back with Roger Stone and Pete Santilli to analyze this miscarriage of congressional misbehavior. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, and our best-selling product, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
If you want a benchmark on how incredibly popular Freedom is, it's only been on pre-sale for 6 days, and Alex's War, an independent documentary about my 28 years on air, is now number 3 behind Jurassic Park and Top Gun on Apple pre-sales. And in the next 5 days, those films will go on Apple sale. And so we will go to number 1. That's a screenshot from yesterday. We are now not behind Justice League. We are now in the 3rd position behind Top Gun and Jurassic Park. Hundreds of thousands of people have already pre-ordered, and no financial stuff to us. I wish it was. Alex's War. So all of its big corporate movies the top 100 list is big Hollywood films. There is documentary film about what we really stand for in the number 3 position on Apple. That's the first place it's been offered. So this is going to be huge. We salute everybody that's going and pre-ordering the film that comes out on the 29th of July in just about 2 weeks, exactly 2 weeks from now. Separately, we can't stay on air without your support, and I thank you for your support. Get an Alex Jones Was Right t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The other highest quality one has 75%. We went to the top lab and said, why has nobody ever done this? They said, nobody ever goes that high. The average turmeric is raw, and it's 5%, and it works great. This is 95% for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your joints, anti-cancer, everything. This is an incredible product. Back in stock, finally sold out for 7 months. InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. I want to thank you all for your support and keeping us on air. All right, for the balance of the hour, former political prisoner Pete Santilli, who they had to release from jail when they had to mistrial him, for as a journalist covering the Bundy Ranch and then the situation that also happened on the East Coast in Oregon and Washington. And he is with us because he is a real sleuth when it comes to understanding what's happening and how just unprecedentedly corrupt this January 6th committee is. Because, listen, if they can hold 300, 400 people without trials and in solitary confinement, if they can set up American gulags that would make Alexander Schultz and Eachin blush, if they can get away with this, they admit it's a blueprint for all of us. So the prisoners, the Stuart Rhodes and the Joe Biggses are totally innocent. But even if they were guilty, it's better that one guilty man go free than the rest of the public be enslaved to this tyranny. It's better that 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go free. But this is one guilty man go free versus thousands of innocents. But they're not even guilty. So it is insane what's been happening and watching this and how they have oath keepers that have pled guilty to not get sentences testifying in there with no evidence at this kangaroo event is absolutely out of control. I want to go to Pete Santilli here in just a moment. But first, Roger, you're going to be with us for the rest of the hour. But just watching this and your take on this and it backfiring, what do you think they do next?
Well, first of all, I'm really glad to see Pete Santilli here on the Alex Jones Show. When I went to work at InfoWars several years ago, you guys had falling out. You weren't on speaking terms. You're both great patriots. History can bestow no greater title than peacemaker, so I'm really glad to see you guys back together again because we're all on the same side of freedom. And Pete Santilli is one of the best investigative journalists in the country today. By the way, Alex, I'll be on the Pete Santilli Show tonight at 6:15 at frankspeech.com and honored to be there. I want to hear what Pete has to say because his analysis of the maneuverings of the deep state are better than perhaps anybody else out there. He's lived it. He's been through it, as I have, and what they've tried to do to you, Alex. But I want to hear what Pete has to say.
Absolutely. You've been through the fire, Pete. You're one of the top experts on this. What's really going on?
Very quickly, I have to say that it was InfoWars, Roger Stone's coverage at a time when we needed it most because in the court of public opinion, this railroading of us Bundy defendants back in 2016 and 17, if we did not have the public support and the information reaching the public as to how we were being railroaded and entrapped by the same regime back then, and I'm not going to rehash old news, I'm just going to tell you that my 619 days being held as a political prisoner it prepared me for what I'm about to bring today. And I know they transcribe every single word spoken on the InfoWars show. We see it on the Jumbotron now, every single hearing. And I have a unique opportunity now, after exposing them and winning in two federal trials, understanding their methodology, that this cabal under the Obama regime that perpetrated this attack upon a small group of Americans for political reasons to silence Clive and Bundy, they wanted to extract the wealth out of the land. But they employ the same exact tactics as they're doing right now. That was a practice run for what happened on after November 3rd, for that matter. But let me start off by saying this: what we saw yesterday You know what they say? Once you open the door in a court of law, you may be prohibited from bringing up things that may be irrelevant or conspiracy theories. And I've been theorizing about some of the infiltrators and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and how they the FBI ran their operations to entrap Americans back in 2014 and 2016. So I was theorizing.
But well, sure, the same group that did the Whitmer fake kidnapping, now exposed and confirmed to be a false flag, was running January 6th.
Yeah, I'll tell you very quickly. I know we're limited in time. But this is yesterday they got caught. They're on full display right now. There were two, quote-unquote, key witnesses that were giving testimony. And I'll start with one of them, Mr. Ayers. He was the guy with the, you know, with the reddish beard. He is the defendant, the January 6th defendant. And I did some searching this morning. I just discovered this. I said, that testimony sounds awfully scripted and in favor of the narrative. I said, I wonder what's going on with him. He's a defendant. I pulled his docket and I looked at his cooperative agreement he just signed on June 8th, which says that he agreed to a plea agreement, have all of his felony charges removed, and he agreed to cooperate with the government. And he hadn't had a sentencing yet or the sentencing memo. So essentially based on his cooperation, the value of that testimony and cooperation, they would determine, the judge would determine how to sentence him. Well, guess what? He shows up shortly after he signs this cooperative agreement, and he puts on a Hollywood performance on behalf of the communists, of course, Saigon, what's her name? Saigon Susie, whatever her name, Murphy. She's working and has interest directly.
And so
with
that's what's incredible. You're in a show trial when you're facing sentencing. 101, you can't do that. It's a total fraud.
Let me tell you on, and we'll get to this on the other side of the break. It would be normally egregious, of course, to do a show trial, especially pending all of these trials coming up for the January 6th defendants, to do that and to try this case in the legislature taints the jury. That's very, very egregious. Then to use what they did yesterday, two known operatives that are working on behalf of the government. This guy Ayers has a signed agreement saying that he will cooperate, and basically in exchange for his cooperation and his favorable testimony.
Sure, they're holding him hostage, and then he's a witness.
Yeah, well, guess what? The other guy, even worse now. This guy, Mr. I can't pronounce his last name because he was referred to something else back in 2014. Alex, this is pretty much an exclusive outside of my show. This guy, Mr. Tatenhove, that testified against Stuart Rhodes to bury him and create a scenario where you got so much pressure on Stuart Rhodes to bear false witness. Jason Tatenhove was the producer of videos that showed up in my discovery in the Bundy trials, because he was there in Bundy Ranch in the room, in the war room, and he cooperated by providing his material to the FBI.
So it's the same cast of characters of other setups.
That's exactly right. We'll cover more on the other side.
That's right. All right. Pete Santilli, Roger Stone. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And Pete Santilli, the PeteSantilliShow.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's actually worse than this if you follow the full trend. There is not 200,000 viewers on all the networks covering this. That is beyond a flat line. Jill Biden and Taco comment had 100 times, exactly, look at that, 100 times the viewers and searches that they had. In blue down there, that's the Gen 6 committee right here. People say, then why are you covering it? Because their whole shooting match is based on that. You add the Hunter laptop, I've got the numbers right here. It's way, way above the Jill Biden searches by an order of magnitude. I've got those. So what are they going to do when they don't have control of the narrative at any level? And why do they keep going ahead with this? They've got a plan to outlaw their opposition. They admit that. So I want to go back to Pete Santilli, but Roger Stone, I know they're a bunch of lawyers. I know they're not that smart, but what is their problem? I mean, don't they get there's revolutions overthrowing governments everywhere, and the polls are out. I showed them that yesterday. People wanted us to overthrow the government. We didn't do that. They're pissed we didn't. My audience is pissed that I was against violence. I mean, I'll just be honest. Like, they're literally trying to make us look bad for not trying to overthrow the government violently when they overthrew it by fraud, when the people actually wanted us to do that. So I don't think they know how much trouble they're in, Roger Stone.
I think they're stuck with this narrative, Alex. Look, as you know, if you elect in any proceeding, by the way, this isn't a legal proceeding, it's a political proceeding, to invoke your Fifth Amendment rights because you can smell a perjury trap, well, then you have to use your Fifth Amendment rights to every single question. You don't get allowed to answer some questions and plead the Fifth on others. Yet they willfully showed a video of General Michael Flynn being asked the ridiculous question, do you support the peaceful transfer of power after an election? And of course he had to plead the Fifth, because it was required if he was going to assert his right for every question. That's the kind of cheap shot.
And the Supreme Court has ruled that the Fifth is not just for the guilty, it is to protect from a criminal prosecution. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's not an admission of guilt. So I know for a fact that, because General Flynn told me this, he was not in any war room at the Willard, if even such a war room existed. So they're stuck with this elaborately produced television show, which is a giant flopperoo.
And I agree. I want to go back to Santilli, but I don't want to open your beef up with Bannon, because I get he did something wrong to you, and I get it all. But they're in the news. I'm sure you've seen it. I've seen it everywhere, saying you met with me and Bannon. You guys hate each other. I mean, they know that. So they're lying on purpose, claiming you're in bed with Steve Bannon. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, look, the truth of the matter is, Alex, I said this about 3 weeks ago. The Bible tells us we have to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Yes, I think Steve Bannon did me wrong. I think he perjured himself at my trial. But you know what? I've forgiven him. This was nothing but eating me. So I've followed what the Bible suggests, and I've forgiven those who trespassed against me. In this case, Steve Bannon, I'm praying for him, and I only wish him well, because I do think we're on the
same side. No, but I agree, but the idea that you were scheming with him is ridiculous. It's like Batman and the Joker hanging out.
I haven't talked to him in at least 5 years or communicated with him in any way. As I said earlier, I've never communicated with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. I've never met this fellow, John Eastman. I didn't speak to Mayor Giuliani.
But they say in these meetings, it's a fact that it happened. So, Pete Santilli, where do you predict this fiasco goes?
I know exactly where it's going to go. And I want to, if you'll allow me, to just send a message to my good friend, Attorney General Merrick Garland, that was seated through a fraudulent election on November 3rd. Let me tell you where I come from. I've already been involved in exposing you in two federal trials, Nevada, in Oregon, same exact tactics, and this is what you have to look forward to with this January 6th trial. Your operative that you had that was under a plea agreement, they forgot to mention in the show trial that man is partly responsible for the death of another January 6th defendant, Matthew Perna. Don't forget about that. That was his co-defendant. They were also charged with interfering with and witness tampering or informant tampering. We have all of the evidence, and let me break this down and let Mr. Garland know. We also know about your Joint Terrorism Task Force member named Daniel P. Love. I've already submitted to the FBI. Daniel P. Love, identifying him, I know who he is. He was involved with the Department of Interior in entrapping people. He was on the grounds on January 6th. That Jason Van Takenhove, right now they're trying to put pressure on Stuart Rhodes to bear false witness because of Jason's testimony. And, of course, he's been working with the FBI. I have documented proof of that. All of that information.
Let's boil that down for new viewers. There was 1,000 FBI federal documents admit, armed HRT there. When we were trying to stop people breaking in, they stood down, and now you've caught the video and identified them there.
Alex, I also published my reporting discovering their JTTF member, Daniel P. Love. I reported it to the FBI. I also passed it on to the attorneys. Here's the longer story. It'll play out. Listen, we're going to have this in a court of law. They want, we're a people of due process. In a court of law, we have President Trump's attorney today, who I spoke with, one of several. We won't mention any names right now. But all assets are going to be deployed. What they did yesterday will seal their fate. And yet,
I agree. And Roger, let me bring this up, and then we'll let you go and Pete a little bit more in the next hour, and then Royce White's going to be in the studio. Obviously, the hack of Biden's phone, Hunter, is that, I mean, there's a lot of assets and American patriots about to come on the field here. This is not the first trick we've got up our sleeve. The deep state better get ready because a lot more is about to come out.
Oh, they better get ready. And I didn't mean to step on Roger Stone, but let me say this very clearly. They have made a fatal error. They're getting exposed. We have documentation of what they've done. And let me tell you what President Trump's attorney, he's going to come on my show to say this as well, that this isn't just a pursuit of President Trump. This isn't a pursuit of Alex Jones. This isn't a pursuit of Roger Stone and all others that haven't been named.
It's an attack on America.
This is an operation that is continuing, that these operatives that were on display was to help advance their agenda. These people stole an election November 3rd, and their operation continues.
No, I totally agree. Satilli, we'll come back to you, but Roger, just in closing, they've screwed themselves. I mean, this is insane.
Alex, I'm going to finish here with a biblical reference because Robin Bullock passed this on to me, and I say it every morning and every night. Simply, Deuteronomy 3:31-6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you or forsake you. That is my advice to every patriotic American who loves this country and will see this through.
And by the way, that's not hype. When you've been in the lion's den of the fiery furnace, every time we're about to be destroyed, God just comes through right at the last minute to show you God's in charge.
That's exactly right. And my faith is in the Lord. And this idea that we put country ahead of Christ, country ahead of our Lord, that's not true. We put our God first. But this is a Christian-based nation, and we intend to preserve our republic.
Roger Stone, give us the website to get the T-shirts or the legal defense, because we know you're under attack.
Go to RogerStoneStore.com to pick up some of our great new T-shirts, RogerStone.com. RogerStoneStore.com. Or if you want to help my wife and I in our epic legal struggles with the deep state, go to StoneDefenseFund.com.
All right, Roger. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. We love you. All right, Pete Santilli, because I'll be sitting around here. He will host the next 5 minutes, so I'm not interrupting. Ahead of Royce White coming in here, running for Congress against Ilhan Omar. He is on fire. Former NBA star, MMA fighter, everything else. He's coming in here, knocking it out of the park. That is coming up. But such an epic moment. Separately, we need your funding. Get an Alex Jones is Right T-shirt. It's amazing who you'll meet, what will happen when you wear it. InfoWarsStore.com. We have Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock, 25% off. Highest quality curcuminoid, 95%. Nobody's got anything close to that. It is so good for your libido, your energy, your body, your joints, your immune system. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank all the listeners for the support. You know who you are. All right. The next 5 minute segment, Pete Santilli's going to host with all the other info he's got. And then Royce White in studio. Stay with us.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.